Yeah, today the board asked me to come and speak about sabbatical leave and
rest.
今天呢，执事会同工邀请我来这边与大家一起分享安息年。
So as many of you know, Pastor Wong will be taking a sabbatical from July 1st to December.
那大家可能都已经知道，黄牧师呢，从7月1号开始到12月，他会离开我们去安息。
And during that time, the first 3 months, he'll be working on a manual, a book of how Chinese churches can reach out to the Muslim world.
那前三个月呢，他将花时间来编写为华人教会向回教徒外展的这个训练手册。
In the second half of that, he'll be traveling to Asia, Malaysia area.
那前后三个月，他会到亚洲去传福音。
And this is part of the church's contract with him and also care for him.
那这也是他与教会合约中教会为他对他的这个照顾和预备。
Yeah, and do we have my PowerPoint there at the bottom? Is it still open? Do you see anything there, Zhao Hong? Or is it on the desktop? You can bring that up. Okay, today I'd like to talk to you about, first of all, pastors.
那今天呢，他首先要为我们，他要来跟大家分享关于牧师。
And then I talked with you about sabbatical leave.
牧会羊群，然后呢，还有这个安息年。
Then we'll talk about you, God, and rest.
还有他也会谈到我们跟安息有什么关系。
Okay, how many of you are human?
那在座有谁是人
？Okay, is the pastor human?
那我们的牧者他是不是人
？Yeah,
他也是。
How many of you get hurt or tired?
那我们当中有谁会受伤？有些时候会很累，
Hungry.
会饥饿。
Okay.Pastor, same thing.
牧者也是一样。
So what's the difference between pastor and you?
所以我们的牧师跟我们有什么不同呢？
That the pastor has a calling on his life from God to pastor or shepherd.
那他唯一的不同，他就是委托受了神的呼召，成为一个牧者来牧会他的羊群。
To love and care for and direct the sheep of the church.
他要来爱耶稣基督的羊群，照顾、引导他们。
He is always serving.
那牧者呢？他常常一直要在服侍会众。
He's always being poured out.
常常是被倒出来的。
And I gotta get people in. I need some volunteers.
所以他现在需要有一些弟兄姐妹出来帮助他。
Right, Peter. Okay, come on up. Be careful.Come on around here. I need you to take all that stuff and bring it up. Okay. Pastor's always being poured out.
那牧者常常为我们辛劳，为我们倒出。
Emptying himself.
虚空自己。
And so he needs to be filled back up.
所以呢，他需要被神浇灌。
How is he filled up?
充满。他如何被神充满呢？
Okay. He needs to be resting.
他需要花时间休息。需要花时间祷告。
He needs to be reading his word.
读经。
Time with God.
花时间与神同在。
Educational classes.
那去参加一些特会训练。
But he's still ministering.
但是呢，在这个同时，他一直是在服侍的状况当中。
Come around back here.
为大家做一个示范。
Lovely, handsome face.
我们都帅哥为我们做示范。
Hang on to it. Okay, and then here, you can grab this with one hand. Okay, so this is the pastor.
所以呢，这个比喻就是他为牧师。
Okay, he's filled up.
他现在是被神充满的，对不对？
Okay, pour that in there. He's filled up by God, right?
被神充满。
He's got a calling on his life.
神对他生命有呼召。
And then he's also praying.
他也在祷告中。
And he's also seeking the Lord.
寻求神。
Okay. But then, he starts to really serve and give out.
但是他开始服侍。
But he's still praying.
但是还是在祷告当中。
Your pants wet?
还是在倚靠神当中。
He's still seeking the Lord.
继续不断地倚靠神，寻求神。
Still worshiping the Lord.
敬拜神，也一直不是神，但是呢，是虚空了，
so,
倒掉了。
We need to stop the pouring out.
所以有些时候我们需要花一点时间。
So he can be filled up again.
浇灌，他才能够再一次的被神更新充满。
That is called the sabbatical rest.
这就是安息年的特。
When we stop the pouring out.
啊，他是停止，花一段时间停止，继续服事。
And he takes a longer time to stop ministering.
啊，停止服事。
And to be filled up.
来到神的面前，再一次的被神浇灌。
Thank you, brothers.
谢谢弟兄们。
I'm sorry you got wet. Same thing happened in the earlier service. So pastor will go on sabbatical leave.
所以黄牧师师母他们会离开七月以后离开我们去做安息年。
There's a very important part of the pastor.
那在身为牧师有一个很重要的一部分
What is it?
是什么
His wife
就是他的太太师母
师母 Is she human?
师母是人吗
Yeah, does she hurt? Does she get tired?
她会受伤吗她会疲劳吗
Yes
是的
And so she will go on the sabbatical also
所以他也会跟牧师一起。
How many of you have a job or work?
我们当中有谁有工作
？Go ahead, just raise your hand. Okay, do you take your wife to work with you?
那你在你的工作，你需要带着妻子或者你的配偶去工作吗
？Some of you are like, no way.
有些人说是，有些人说不行。
If I came to work with my wife, they think I was crazy.
如果我带着太太去上班的话，公司的人可能觉得我疯了。
Church is one of the only institutions where when they hire the pastor's wife works with him.
那教会是可能是世上唯一的机构，当牧师被聘请的时候，师母也一起跟着服侍。
So the pastor's wife will take sabbatical also.
所以师母会跟着牧师一同啊去安息。
What is sabbatical leave? It's a ceasing to minister for a longer period of time.
所以安息是什么意思？就是停止服事。
In order to
一段时间
Number one, be renewed.
那目的就是被神更新。
Two, to listen to God.
第二就是要花时间倾听神的声音。
For the self and for the church.
对个人还有对教会未来的走向。
If you are busy.
如果你一直忙在处在忙碌当中
It's the number one killer to hear the voice of God
就很难安静下来听到神的声音
Number three to heal oneself and family
第三呢就是让他们个人还有他们的家庭得到神的医治
It's been reported in some Christian journals
那在基督徒的很多的文章当中
That the church can be one of the most hurtful places
所以教会有些时候是最容易使人受伤的地方。
And wounds that are not healed，
那如果我们有一些伤口，但是他没有得到医治的话
，will either kill a person，
他会使一个人死亡
，or render them disabled，
或是呢使他们没有办法真正的去花费他们的实力。
They need to heal，
需要时间得到医治。
Number four， to examine and reorder。
第四呢，就是需要时间评估还有重整。
One's roles, responsibilities, gifting, direction, and vision.
评估什么呢？他们的角色、他们的责任、他们的恩赐和意向。
Also to develop or invest in an interest or hobby, and so Pastor Wong will be working on a book.
还有花一点时间出来发展他们的兴趣、他们的嗜好。那黄牧师呢，会花一点时间来写他的这个训练手册。
But also, this is a time of sabbatical for you, the church.
那对教会其实我们也是要守安息年的。
In a different way.
但是是比较不一样的方式。
A time for you to examine and reorder. What are your responsibilities? What do we need to be changing or doing different? What is our vision and goal?
那教会也需要这一段时间来一起评估、重整。重整我们的角色我们的责任我们的恩赐还有未来我们的意向我们要如何带着教会走下去
I think this would be a good time for us just to bow our head and pray for our pastors
所以我们现在花一点的时间来为黄牧师师母代祷。
Father God, we don't know Pastor Wong real well.
父神，我们不知道黄牧师他内心里面的重担。
We don't know the phone calls he receives.
我们听不到他所一天到晚所接到的电话。
The emails he reads.
收到的电子邮件。
The hurt in his heart.
主啊，他内心的伤痛。
The weight on his shoulders.
他肩膀上的重担。
But Jesus, you do.
但是主耶稣，您知道。
So we want to bring our pastor to you, Jesus.
所以我们要把我们的黄牧师师母带到您的面前。
Ask that you would fill them up.
主啊，请求您自己亲自的来填满他们。
God, much of that water that he has given to us is spilled over unto us.
主啊，我们感念他在您面前为我们这一群羊群付出的一切。
Now we ask that you would fill him up, God.
我们现在请求您自己亲自的来浇灌他们。
That you would heal him, Lord.
主啊，来医治他们夫妇。
That you would speak to him.
主啊，亲自的对他们说话。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Thank you. Next, we'd like to look at you and rest.
那现在呢，我们要来针对我们跟安息或是休息有什么样子的关系。
Number one, God wants you to rest after you work.
那第一呢，神要我们工作后花时间休息。
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2.
我们来看创世纪第二节。
第二章。Is after Genesis chapter 1.
所以是第一章以后，对不对？
What happened in Genesis chapter 1?
在创世纪第一章里面发生了什么事？
God is creating.
神在创造
He is doing
不停的创造
The word in Hebrews is making, a doing
在希伯来原文就是说他在创造
Day one
第一日
Day two
第二日
On we go and then we come to day seven
但是等后来一直到了第七日的时候
And it says that on the seventh day
到了第七日神造物的工已经完毕
God had finished his work
神完毕了他的工作。
That he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work.
所以就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
What is that Hebrew rested?
那这个希伯来原文安息是什么意思？
What do we call today that special Hebrew word for today?
有没有人知道说这个是哪一个特别的？
Sabbath.
安息日。
Says that God Shabbat.
Shabbat 是原文。
That he ceased
就是他停止了
to stop
停止了
meaning God isn't doing nothing
他什么都没有做
okay, I know it's supposed to be anything but nothing sounds better
什么事都没有做
he's just there
他休息了
and he calls us to cease also
他也呼召我们要花时间在他的面前休息
I know some of you.
那我
Ceasing is difficult.
大概了解大家。那对很多人来讲，停止完全的停止工作是很难的。
A lot of times we have that phrase: "If I'm ceased or stopped, I'm dead."
很多人常说，如果我停了，就是我死了的那个时候。
Need to be moving.
我需要不断的动。
Need to be moving.
不断的努力。
God wants you to cease.
但是神要我们花时间停止。
For in this day we do not focus on doing and creating.
因为在第七日我们不是把焦点放在创造做事情的身上。
We focus on the creator and the doer.
我们把焦点放在创造主的身上。
One quote for you, to not work is lazy.
有一个牧师说，他说，如果你不工作的话，其实你是懒惰。
To not rest is disobedience.
但是如果你不花时间休息的话，你就是不顺服。
On we go, number two.
第二点。
God wants you to rest after the battle to be re-energized.
那很多时候在我们征战以后呢，神也要我们花时间来更新休息。
Mark chapter 6.
我们翻到马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节。
It talks about Jesus. It says Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 disciples to Him. And He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits.
第六节讲到耶稣基督往周围的乡村教训人去了，他也呼召了他十二个的门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。
Verse 12 and 13, they went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
十二节到第十四节，门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出了许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好了他们。
And then we talk about what happened to John the Baptist.
然后在这里也谈到这个施洗约翰。
He was murdered or beheaded by King Herod.
被希律王处死。
That is part of another sermon I wanted to do today. Don't have time.
那这个就是可能下一次的教导。
So we go to verse 30 through 33.
我们现在到第三十节到第三十三节。
And I'll have Malon read those.
第三十节开始，使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。他就说，你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫，他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野地方去。
Okay, back to verse 30.
我们回到第三十节。
The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught.
我们看到使徒们来到了耶稣面前，然后将他们一切所做的事情、所传的道全部向他报告。
This is the ministers or the soldiers returning to report to their commanding general.
就好像军人回到他们指挥官将军的面前，告诉他们战况如何。
And what are they reporting?
那他们报告什么呢？
Verse 12 and 13.
12节到13节怎么说？
Preaching repentance.
传悔改的道。
How many people like that?
谁喜欢去传？
You should change your ways. You should repent.
悔改，叫人悔改，改变他们的生命。
And then it says that they were driving out, or the Greek is to throw out demons.
那圣经里谈到说他们服事也是赶鬼。
Whoa! Then they were healing the sick.
他们也医治这些生病的人。
To me, this sounds like a battle.
对我来讲，这个听起来就好像他们在征战。
Sounds like war.
在战场上。
And one thing many of us do not understand,
我们有许多人不了解的是,
if you are in Christ,
如果你在耶稣基督里,
you are in a war.
你就属于他的军队, 你是属于一
场战争, a spiritual battle.
是一场属灵的征战。
And in Christ,
在耶稣基督里,
you are a soldier.
我们都是耶稣基督的精兵。
Fact.
这是事实。
Now,Is war easy?
那战争容易吗?
Tiring?
会不会使我们疲惫?
Exhausting?
很累。
Us youth, we go do the paintball.
他们去打那个气弹。
That's just 3 hours.
那只有三个小时花时间在打气
弹。 Man, my legs hurt, my muscles are sore.
全身上下没有一个肌肉不痛的。
War is tiring.
征战会消耗我们体力，对不对？
When you get tired, what do you need to do?
那我们累的时候，疲乏的时候，我们该怎么做？
Need to rest.
需要安息。
Renew.
被更新。
Re-energize.
被充电。
This is what the disciples are looking for.
那这就是门徒回来以后，他们所需要得到的。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Then, because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat.
那因为呢，这个在他们中间的这个人很多，所以他们连吃饭的时间都没有功夫。
They need rest.
他们现在非常需要休息。
What do they get?
但是他们所得到的是什么？
More ministry.
更多的服事。
More serving.
更多的付出。
More of the battle.
更多的征战。
What we get a lot of times is not what we need.
那很多时候我们得到的跟我们所需要的往往是相反的，对吗？
Also in verse 31,
第31节,
says that Jesus said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.
神对他的门徒们说, 你们来同我暗暗地到旷野地方去歇一歇。
Important parts are right here. Good leadership helps people rest.
那这里有一个很重要的一点, 就是说好的领导会帮助他的同工花时间休息。
Good leadership helps people rest.
好的同工, 好的领导的话会帮助他们的同工休息。
This is what Jesus is doing.
耶稣现在就是这么做。
He understands the battle.
他了解征战的消耗。
He does it every day.
因为他每天都在做。
And he says, come with me.
他说与我同在。
You need to rest.
你们需要休息。
Not to focus on ministry.
现在焦点不是放在服事的身上。
Now, I'd like to give another example.
我现在要再给大家另外一个例子。
I brought a battery operated drill. This table's still wet, so if I go into shock, someone come and hit me or something.
他带了一个电钻。
If you understand water and electricity, this is called a charger.
这个是什么? 这个是充电的,
what is the purpose of a charger?
电子充电机, 它的目的是什么? 它的功用是什么?
Charge the battery.
就是充电,
okay? Very simple.
很简单.
So, what we do is we stick the battery in here, and I forget which one's charged, and then we put it in here.
所以呢, 它会把这个充电, 电池放在充电机上面, 这样子的话, 它的电钻是不是就有力量?
Now, what is the battery doing?
现在这个电池在做什么?
It's charging.
这在被充电当中。
Now watch it, is it doing anything else?
你仔细地看着它, 它有在做任何其他的事吗?
No.
没有。
It's not doing anything else.
它唯一的目的就是充电。
Just sitting there.
坐在那儿。
But it's getting charged.
但是坐在那儿的同时是在被充电的当中。
You cannot get charged if you are working.
如果它没有安静地坐在那里,放在那个电插上的话, 它没有办法被充电,对不对?
Now, this one did not get charged.
这个就是没有充电的例子。
We'll see if we get...
看,
有没有力气了。
Oh, not good. 没有力气了。 This one did get charged. 啊, 所以大家看到说,
it can do the work.
它可以, 现在就可以工作了。
Because it was re-energized or charged.
它是一个很好的工具, 因为它被充电。
Good leadership knows how to recharge or re-energize their workers.
好的领导了解如何为同工, 啊, 鼓励同工花时间被充电, 在神的面前被更新。
Some of you are not being re-energized.
那我们当中有很多的同工, 有些人没有被充电。
And so your work
所以你的, 我们的工作呢,
is not real strong.
所以就没有很有力, 很有马达, 对不对?
Verse 32.
第32节,
so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place.
所以呢, 他们就与耶稣一起到旷野去。
We're going to look at verses 31 and 32 to examine some practical steps of rest.
那从31节到32节, 我们要看到有一些原理是如何帮助我们安息的。
This is not for your knowledge.
这不是只是意识上的把这个学问的这个
This is not for your knowledge.
不是头脑上的,
I don't care if you can memorize these and repeat these.
不管你是不是可以背着倒背如流的跟我讲这些经文。
You need to do them.
而是原则, 原则很重要, 如何去把原则行出来。
God did not give us the word of God for your knowledge.
那神呢, 不是只是把他的话语给我们, 只是这个学识上放在脑袋里面而已。
Gave it to help you in your practical life.
而是把, 如何把这个圣经里面教导的真理, 原则活出在我们的生命当中, 为他而活。
Number one.
第一,
okay, and we're looking at verses 32 and 31.
我们看31节到32节。
So they went away.
所以他们跟着耶稣坐船往旷野去。
To go away.
他们离开了人去。
Physically remove yourself.
身体离开了这个地方。
From work.
从工作离开。
From ministry.
从服事离开。
Now some of us who are really holy, we're like, ooh, that's unloving.
那很多人我们如果很神圣的话，我们觉得说没有办法离开，需要太多了。
Why would Jesus do something like that or his disciples?
耶稣跟门徒们怎么可以在这个时候离开呢？
This is Jesus talking.
但是我们看到耶稣基督在这里。
Number two, they went away by themselves.
他们是自己独自的离开。
Not with the crowd.
不是带着人群一起与他们在一起。
Not with needy people.
不是看着这些很需要的人。
Not with hopeless people.
也不是没有盼望的人。
Not with dry people.
不是枯干的人。
Not with joyless people.
没有喜乐的人。
They went away by themselves.
他们离开了人群，独自的到旷野。
Now you can do a retreat in a group. It's good.
那有些时候我们可以退休，就退休或是休息的啊，独自一个人或是跟一群人。
A retreat by yourself.
有些时候我们也自己可以休息。
It's good.
是好的。
But you separate yourself.
但是重要的原则是我们必须要离开。
Verse 32, where'd they go?
32节，他们到哪儿去？
Where'd they go? Solitary place.
是一个没有人的地方，旷野的地方。安静的地方。
What this means is no distractions.
这里没有任何的啊、分心，对。
No distractions.
没有使他们可以分心。
The Bible calls this a wilderness.
啊，圣经常常讲到旷野。
If you look in your Word of God, you'll see in Mark 6:35.
看到马可福音六章三十二、三十五节。
It was a remote place.
很远的地方。
And still, people showed up to see Jesus.
但是在这个郊区中，人还是找得到他们。
The fourth part.
第四点。
Verse 31, we go back to that and we look at that. What is the purpose of doing all this?
那离开人群歇一歇的目的是什么呢？
To rest.
就是去安息。
To cease.
去停止。
To stop ministering.
停止服事。
It's like a retreat.
就好像退休会一样。
Now, when we retreat from a battle,
我们啊从战场上退回的时候，
it doesn't mean we lose the war.
不代表说我们已经输了。
It just means we're getting re-energized in a new plan.
我们只是退回休息，然后重新整理我们的计划。
Go back into the battle.
再回到战场上。
Also in verse 31.
31节。
What does Jesus say? Come away with me.
耶稣对门徒们说：“你们与我一起走。”
Now some of you are like me.
那有些人你们跟我一样。
But man, I'm tired.
就我很累了。
I need some rest.
我需要休息。
I'm gonna go turn on TV.
我可能要去看电视，打开电视。
Hour later, 2 hours later.
一个小时后，两个小时后，我看了什么
？I'm gonna get on Facebook.
啊，我现在再回到脸。
That's gonna get me recharged.
脸部上，也许。上网可以
帮我
充电。
But a lot of times when we go away, we don't take Jesus with us.
很多时候我们离开要去休息的时候，我们忘了把耶稣带着跟我们一起去，或是回到耶稣的面前。
We forget about Jesus.
我们忘记了主耶稣。
And a lot of times we come back and it's like a family vacation.
那很多时候我们回来的时候，就好像全家一起去度假一样。
Man, we got family vacation.
我们现在要去全家去度假。
And my wife and I, we come back home.
我们常常全家度假回来以后。
Like, oh man, I need a vacation for my vacation.
我需要另外一个假期，从我全家度假里面休息回来。
Right?
对不对？
Because we don't take Jesus.
因为我们忘记带着主耶稣基督与我们一起行。
We don't go away.
我们没有真正的离开。
To that solitary place.
到那旷野的地方。
Find rest.
在耶稣基督里得到休息。
And the only way we get that is to be with Jesus.
唯一可以使我们真正得到休息的就是与耶稣基督同在。
Verse 33. What's the first word? Well, Chinese doesn't have it, does it? First word in my English Bible I got there is but. Because
可是，但是
means a contrast.
这里就是他有一个 对比, 对。
Says, but many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.
众人看见他们去, 有许多人认识他们的, 就从各城步行一同跑, 到那里, 比他们先赶到了。
What's contrast?
这个对比什么?
Rest,
休息,
ministry,
跟服事。
The need to rest,
我们需要 对, 休息的需要,
the needs of the people,
还有这众人的需要。
Two points here.
这里有两个原则。
Number one,
第一,
it's hard to rest.
很难休息, 对不对?
It's hard to escape.
很难离开,
to find time.
很难找到时间。
The demands of work and ministry,
工作上还有服事上对我们的这个需要。
They follow us.
他们好像永远跟随着我们,
这些责任, They run ahead of us.
不只是跟着我们, 他们还比我们跑在前面。
They get there before us.
他们比我们先到。
And then they wait for us.
然后等待着我们去处理。
It's hard to rest.
很难真正的得到休息。
I mean, look at this poor guy.
你看这边有一个工人,
look at his work.
看到他的工作。
And then, you know, like me, I come home and I'm like, I've used my 5,000 words for the day.
很多时候我回到家, 我已经男生已经用完他所有的5,000个字了。
My wife still got 25,000.
但是呢,我还有25万个字。
And boy, she wants to talk to me.
所以呢,做太太的要跟先生谈。
So I gotta get my mind. It's not time to rest. I'm still working, still ministering.
所以他要改变他的想法, 说我现在还不是休息的时候。
He's got rice all over him. He's been eating.
还有我的孩子满身, 满脸都是饭。
Kid, daddy, play with me.
爸爸跟我一起玩。
Daddy, listen to me read.
爸爸听我念书。
Listen to me play.
听我弹琴。
If they're young, if they're old, go away, Dad.
长大就不要爸爸了, 对不对?
Worries about finances.
对,金钱的忧烦。
It's hard to rest.
很难真正的休息。
Because it's hard to rest,
因为很难真正的休息,
we need to be intentional about that.
所以我们必须要非常的刻意的去安排。
How many of you have ever written in your calendar rest?
有哪些人在你的日记表上写说你要休息的? 有没有人这样做过?
Actually, some of us are like, yeah, that's a great idea.
也许你今天得到了一个想法, 真的是很好的一个主意。
Don't answer the phone.
不要急着接电话。
I mean, some of us, we are like connected like a mother to the child.
有些人他,
to that cell phone.
我们离不开我们的大哥大, 对不对?
Facebook.
也离不开那个脸部, Facebook.
People just can get a hold of you at any time.
人们在任何的情况, 任何的时间都可以联络到你。
Schedule a regular quiet time with the Lord.
我们需要非常刻意的放在我们的日记表上, 让我们有时间花时间跟主耶稣基督在一起。
Schedule an extended time.
有些时候需要计划更长的时间与他一起同处。
So interesting that they got into a boat.
那对我来讲, 我觉得很奇妙, 他们上了一条船。
Really smart though.
但是他很聪明, 对不对?
People can't follow you in the boat.
人就没有办法从船跟着你。
Do you have a boat?
我们每一个人的生命当中是否也有一条船?
A place you go.
一个地方是我们可以去的。
Place to rest.
去安息。
I had a friend from China, Tianjin.
我们有一位从天津来的中国朋友。
And she told me that she would go into her bathroom.
她告诉我她常常去洗手间。
That was her boat.
她的船就在她的洗手间。
To rest.
因为在那里可以得到安静休息。
To be with the Lord.
在那里她可以寻求神的面。
To pray.
去祷告。
Now I've seen some bathrooms.
我看过很多不同的卫生间。
And she must have really loved the Lord.
让我深深的发觉说她一定是真的很爱她的主耶稣。
To say, I'm going in there and I'm spending time with Jesus.
爱她到一个地步说我需要花一点时间与我的主同处。
Hard to escape, to rest.
因为很难逃避去得到真正的休息。所以我们必须要非常刻意的去安排。
God wants us to cease.
神要我们停止。
To re-energize.
手边的弓使我们能够被它浇灌。
And last of all, He wants us to, before the work and before the battle, to prepare.
还有呢，他也要我们花时间预备，预备工作，预备征战。
At the end of this feeding the 5,000,
那在这个喂养了五千个人以后呢
,646.
到六章四十六节。
After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上。
Now praying is not rest.
祷告不是休息。
Praying is not rest.
祷告不是休息。
But praying is being re-energized.
但是在祷告当中，我们可以重新得力。
To be renewed.
被神更新。
To prepare for our next battle or work.
在主里预备下一场征战，下一场工作。
Who does he pray to?
他对谁祷告？
It's kind of always strange about this, right? Jesus is God and he prays to the Father.
耶稣他自己就是神，但是他常常对他的天父祷告。
But he himself knows to be refilled, to know the work that needs to be done.To come to the Father.
因为他知道他要完成的工没有办法靠着他自己的力量，他必须要每一天每分分秒秒来到天父的面前，被神再一次的充满。
Are you meeting with the Father?
那我们是否也固定花时间与我们的天父一起相处？
Many of you got to be honest, and you're not even coming close.
如果我们很诚实的话，这样子的时间很难找。
Some of you are trying and it's just not working out.
我们大家都试过，但是有些时候真的很难。
A few of you,
某些人
are like, wow, it's a good time.
他们经历到了神的恩典，他说真的跟神在一起的时间没有办法缺乏的。
Because when we meet with the Father,
因为当我们花时间与天父同在的时候
He fills us up.
他不只浇灌我们
It shows us what we need to do.
填满我们他也会教导我们我们的角色是什么我们要怎么去做
For it's during this time that he sees his disciples struggling in the boat.
那也是在这个时候他看到门徒们在船里面挣扎
It's during this time where he prepares himself to go walk on water.
那也是在这个时候他在主耶稣基督在预备自己要在水中行走。
Many of us, we are not seeing our friends struggle.
那我们有些人很难去看到我们朋友们之间的挣扎。
And we will never even come close to walking on water.
有些时候我们也没有办法在我们的生命当中行在水上。
Or to overcome things that are conquering us.
或是去战胜那一些试着要战胜我们的东西。
Unless we come and we meet with the Father.
除非我们花时间在天父的面前。
God wants you to cease.
神要我们停止。
He wants you to come and be re-energized.
他要我们来到他的面前被他浇灌。
So that you can prepare for the work that you need to do.
所以我们可以在他的面前靠着他的力量去完成他为我们所预备的工。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you that we can come here.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以一起去在你的面前与你
the living God.
同行同见。
Help us to dip from your well.
主啊，帮助我们从你的井里当中取水。
Your spring.
主啊，你的井水。
So that we can be renewed.
主啊，我们靠着你的给我们的活水能够被更新。
God, there's a lot of tired people here.
主啊，在座有很多很疲惫的弟兄姐妹。
Their hearts are longing.
主啊，他们的内心呐喊着。
Longing for better for themselves.
呐喊着主啊，你来帮助他们。
Longing for better for their family.
不只是为他们个人，还有他们的家庭。
Longing for a way just to come and be filled again.
主啊，他们想要看到你的荣耀，也渴望你来浇灌他们。
Jesus, you know them.
主耶稣，你知道每一个。
We ask that you would come and meet with them.
我们请求你现在就来与他们啊同在，现在就来浇灌他们。
God, just let them sit in your presence.
主啊，让他们享受与你同在。
To receive your smile.
主啊，去啊从你那里看到你对他们的微笑。接受你给他们的话语。
Just to receive your presence.
主啊，接受。你的一切。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
我们奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.